Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the DVC Show. I am your host this week, Paul Krieger. I guess I'm your host every week for the most part, except for actually for this week, Amy's going to be doing most of the talking. But I am your host, joined as always by my lovely wife, Amy Krieger here. We've got John Sicari, a.k.a. Big Fat Panda with us.
Hello, everyone.
We've got Jeff Haslam.
Hey, everybody.
And the one, the only, Senior Sales Associate, Derek DeBoer.
Hey now.
And his Polynesian lamp is with us as well.
That's right.
Yeah. I can't believe you put that in the car and drove it over with that creepy Mickey.
Yeah. My wife's like, welcome home.
She's like, you better bring that lamp home in one piece, because she even texted me taping the last show. She's like, our house is kind of dark right now. When are you going to be done tonight with that lamp? Like, okay.
The amount of props that are sitting in that room right now, gotta be, there's all kinds of stuff even that you tried that you probably didn't use. And
Panda, when we move over to a studio, are you going to pack up the Rover Monster?
That's
bring
a relic right there, Derek. that'll be worth something on eBay someday.
Yeah. I'm going to get a little cage and he lives in the studio. Yes.
Oh, that's creepy.
Oh. Yeah, just have a camera that's on the cage at all times, just to make sure he's in there or not. That'll be amazing.
We have a hole in the bottom, so that sometimes somebody could just go up and start. Yeah.
Rover Monster's been kind of quiet again. Nothing too crazy going on.
He's sleeping.
Has a little snack every once in a while.
In his office.
Then goes back away. So, but just something to be mindful of. You know, it's always watching. I think that's the best analogy for the Rover right now.
We do need a place for him in the studio. Now that I think about it, I'm going to get a professional sign like, you know, Rover lives here. And
Well, thank you guys as always for joining us. This is for us. We've done three shows already tonight, so this is our last one, and we always get a little slap happy near the end. So bear with us, but we came up with what I thought was a pretty good topic that was actually suggested on Disboards or somewhere.
I don't know.
You wrote that in a note somewhere, so I didn't make that part up. This topic is worth it or not worth it. I think Jeff, you kind of coined that phrase earlier. Or is it worth the points? And we're going to talk today about various different booking categories, room types that there are that are available to Disney Vacation Club members, and kind of just talk about whether or not we think it's a worthwhile use of your points when it comes to the cost of that as compared to something that's equal at maybe that resort.
You are absolutely right. This was a suggestion on Disboards, and the username, I can't even begin to try to pronounce that. So I don't want to embarrass myself.
Nope, not going to try.
Maybe we'll put it up on the screen. Thank you for your suggestion, because we're using it. Nope. And I'm sorry I can't pronounce your handle.
But yeah, before we dive into things, as always, if you love our content here on DVC Plan. I told you it was going to be rough.
That's a good name too. DVC Plan.
As always, if you love our content, this is all brought to you by the world of DVC and DVC Resale Market, where you can buy or sell a Disney Vacation Club contract, DVC Rental Store, where if you're looking to rent some points or rent out your own points, they'll help you. And then Monera Financial, where if you are buying a Disney Vacation Club resale contract, they can help you with financing that purchase. I don't know why I said those backwards. I've said those so many times in the same order. Jeff is laughing right now off screen at me. Just because he's like, what is happening? He's like, it's just falling apart.
I'm not
apart.
Judging. We're all... I got done with Mickey's Not So Scary at 2 in the morning. I am so tired.
Oh, no. That is rough. And Panda went to Horror Nights last night. So you guys are all roughed up. Yeah.
Derek was setting up for the show starting last night.
I've been sitting here for the last 18 hours ready for this topic. So let's go. I love playing with imaginary DVC points. So this is fun.
Right? Right?
Let's do it.
Amy, kick off our imaginary DVC point journey.
Okay. So the basic gist is that we are going to look at certain categories of rooms that either we're going to basically compare standard versus the elevated view or the elevated location at resorts that offer those choices, and we're going to just determine opinion. This is just an opinion based on, you know, what people think, and we'd love to know also in the comments what you think, but if it is worth the extra points to spring for that, you know, better view or that better location. So to make it, you know, for continuity purposes, we are going to look at the point cost when evaluating these for studios, just because that's the most booked category. And we are going to look at this Saturday, October 21st, 2023. So all of these points are for Saturday, October 21st. I know, I just picked a random day. I was going to pick today, but then I was like, well, this show isn't going to come out probably for weeks. And probably by the time it comes out, like, October 21st is going to be gone.
It's going to be like mid-November by the time this goes live.
So this is us in the past. We're going to talk about a past date, even though it's in our future. But it just, it worked. And I like October. It's kind of in the middle of the point range. It's not a low point season. It's not the highest. It's somewhere in the middle there.
Does that make us people from the future right now? No. From the past? No, we're just old and from the past.
Anyways, so our first one is looking at Saratoga Springs. And at Saratoga, we have two booking categories. We have the preferred booking category, which is a location base where you could either be in Congress Park, which overlooks Disney Springs. It's close to that walking path. Or you can be in the Springs, which is close to the carriage house and all the amenities in the main lobby, quick service, store, etc. And then we're going to compare that to Saratoga Standard. And Standard, you could end up at one of the other locations, Grandstand, Paddock, Carousel, which are a little further away from some of the amenities. For a preferred view studio on October 21st, it is 19 points. And for a standard view, it is 17 points. So we have a difference of 2 points, but it does add up. I know it sounds like a lot. It sounds like not very many.
I just love how you said it was a difference of 2 points. It's like we just turned this into a math lesson. 19 minus 17.
I had to count it with my fingers under the table.
Today's show is brought to you by the letter D and the letter C.
All right.
And the number two.
The math on my phone. I just did it.
Thank you, Derek. Correct.
She does loans as a day job, ladies and gentlemen. Panda, I'm going to you first. Are you going Saratoga preferred
or standard?
For the record,
a whole week, that's 14 points more.
You know what? For me, I think it's definitely worth the extra 2 points. Yeah. I want to be closer to Disney Springs usually when I'm there, and I do like being closer to the amenities. I wouldn't complain if it wasn't available and I had to get one of the other rooms, but for 2 points, if I had the choice, and I had the points, which usually you'll have those 2 points. Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Yeah.
Jeff, are you a big spender as well?
When it's 2 points, I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer at Saratoga. Although I'll say this with a caveat. If you're doing standard view and you end up next to the paddock, that's a pretty decent pool and a little quick service there. So, you know, that would be my caveat. But yeah, 2 points, no-brainer.
Derek?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not thrilled. I'm not thrilled about having to use my points to stay at Saratoga Springs to begin with. So
I love Saratoga.
I know, and people are going to hate me in the comments. I know. I'm playing with imaginary points. So these are imaginary points. If you're making me use my points at Saratoga, then yes, I would 100% do the extra 2 points just to be closer to Disney Springs. So then I could leave Saratoga and go to Disney Springs. So yes.
Even if I will be the dissenter in the group right now. I mean, even if they are imaginary points, I'm going to be a point miser at heart. And there's no aspect of Saratoga that I think, you know, I can hop on a bus and be equally as close to Disney Springs or, you know, use my legs and walk over to the main building or something like that. Like, I don't know. I just, if we look at it from a 2 point perspective, I know it's not a lot, so I probably wouldn't. If I was just booking one night, I wouldn't be as picky about it. But if I'm booking a week, like that extra, and this, I think this is a thought process of a lot of people when they go on vacation too, is if you're booking a week, that's, you know, 14 points. That's another night almost that you could get. That's almost another day at Disney.
I'm just impressed.
Yeah, but you're spending
that
day.
You're fast.
But Paul is spending that day walking. He didn't think
trying to get from place to place.
If I walk that slow, I'll do the preferred points.
And the key, that's 14
the key
points
to that whole conversation is
If I stayed there for a whole month, 14 times four, my God, what if I stayed there 6 months? That's a ton of points. So yeah, just stop.
And I think the key is it's almost a nice another night stay, but it's still not another night stay. So
like you it is some months in some resorts. You can get a night for 14 points easily, but not in October.
This is your game, and it's not another night in the time frame that we're talking about.
This is your game.
This is not my game. This is her game.
Okay. I am with Paul. We actually have been in this scenario multiple times in the past few years. We have booked Saratoga. We've had the option and we are cheap and we go with standard. We do request paddock and we usually do end up in the paddock, which we like that area. You're right, Jeff. That pool is great. That snack bar is well loved and it's not that far from Congress Park. I think my biggest thing, and it's going to be the same for a lot of these choices, is I don't like the risk of spending more points and not getting what I want. And there is a risk there. If I'm booking preferred at Saratoga, I only want to be in Congress Park. That's all I want to be. And I think that there's a risk that even when you request it, you could still get put in the Springs. And a lot of people like the Springs too. It's just that I would prefer Congress Park. So I don't want to spend the extra points and risk not getting exactly like what I want.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I would rather it be even like one extra point, just because then you know for sure if you really want Congress Park, just make it one extra point and then it's a guaranteed no-brainer. Like for me, if when I go to the boardwalk, I want that boardwalk view. There's no like, well, it's not really a boardwalk. If you're booking a boardwalk view, you're getting a boardwalk view.
That brings us to our next one.
Yeah, that's a nice segue.
Nice segue. Yeah.
That takes us over to boardwalk, actually. And I think that does become kind of the one big difference between Saratoga as compared to a lot of these other ones is location versus view. And so here we're diving into boardwalk villas. You've got the boardwalk and or the garden pool view rooms, both costing 20 points for this single night, or a boardwalk standard view where you can watch people swim in the swimming pool or...
No, standard view is like out front mostly.
Oh, yeah.
So you're watching...
Yeah, you're watching people pack their car.
That have to leave.
Sounds, in my eyes, that's more peaceful than actually watching people in a swimming pool. I don't know. Okay, so 20 points for boardwalk or pool garden view, and then 17 points for the standard parking lot view. Derek, I think we already know what you're going with.
Hands down, bar none, one of the best views you'll ever get in any Disney Vacation Club resort, let alone any Disney room, is sitting on the boardwalk. Sitting on a boardwalk view is amazing from morning until night. It's a great place to wake up in the morning and have your coffee and you hear the boats and you see the whole resort start to come alive and you see those people crazy enough to start jogging all around Crescent Lake in the morning while you sit there. But then at night,
that's me walking to my room at Saratoga.
Yeah, exactly. But then at night, it just becomes such a different beast. And I just think there's no place like it on earth. And we have brought folks that have not been to Disney forever. And if we get a boardwalk view and they come out there and go, I had no idea that like Disney was like this. It's amazing. There's like, you know, all the carnival entertainers and all the music playing outside. And then let alone you can watch the fireworks from your balcony at night while you have a beer and a glass of wine. It's just incredible. For me, I would not want to stay at the boardwalk unless I had a boardwalk view, which I just did last month for my wife's 50th birthday. It was just as incredible as it was every single time. So hands down, bar none.
Well, that's all the time we have for that one. Jeff, are you spending the extra 3 points for that view?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't want to. Yes, I will, but I don't want to. I mean, Derek's right. Like, no, he's right. I love it. And the standard views do suck pretty bad at Boardwalk. But 3 points is a lot more points than 2 points. So that's in the true. Long week of things, that's going to add up even more.
I feel like we're going to dive into that one a
you
little bit.
You do the math,
more.
It adds up.
One more point.
I need to unpack this a little bit more because I feel like you were a little peer pressured by Derek on that answer. But also, there is like, so in your mind, there is this like threshold between 2 and 3.
Well, just there. And And I know this is an unpopular opinion, but the boardwalk for me is so accessible unless you are really unlucky and get that one room that's all the way at the end of the hall. I think that boardwalk's easy to get to from most places in that resort. And so from a view standpoint, yes. But from a location standpoint, anywhere at the boardwalk is fine. And so I have a hard time spending the other points, okay, even though I'm going to do it every time.
Right. They're imaginary points. It's imaginary points. We're having fun with imaginary points. And you're worried about one imaginary point.
You were just complaining about imaginary points at a resort you hate.
That's true. Fair enough.
Panda, what are your thoughts on the boardwalk view versus the standard?
With boardwalks, being in the standard view as opposed to the boardwalk view, it's almost like being in a completely different resort, I think, too. The way, even how Derek describes it, right? When you're sitting on your balcony and you're looking out, you're either part of it or you're not part of it. So I want to be part of it. I want to watch what's going on. I want to see the boats. I want to hear the sounds, smell the smells. If I was going for just a convenience and I wasn't going to be in the room, maybe I wouldn't care. But I want that. I want that boardwalk view if I can get it. And 3 points ain't going to stop me.
This also goes back to what we were saying about Saratoga, though. Is if you're guaranteed the boardwalk, then yes. But can't you also not end up with a boardwalk view if you don't spend the points? Or are you?
So boardwalk view and pool garden view are the same exact amount of points, which doesn't really make sense to most people. But they are two separate booking categories. So if you are booking boardwalk view, yeah. So I guess I would just really quickly ask you guys, do you feel the same way about pool garden view versus standard view? Would you pay the extra 20 or the extra 3 points for pool garden view versus getting a standard view? And Derek says yes. So
I would yes.
I love balconies. I love balconies. I think that's one of the coolest things about every Disney Vacation Club room is you have a balcony. I love to be able, again, to sit, open up those drapes and, you know, sit outside and come back at night. I love a balcony. So if it's 2 or 3 points difference versus me coming back from a day in the parks and you look out at a parking lot or a dumpster fire or whatever and say, yeah, I saved 2 points. Who cares? Like, you know, I want to be able to open up my drapes, look at a great view, whatever it is, if it's a pool, if it's a garden, or if it's the boardwalk. So yeah, I'm a sucker for a good balcony view.
If you ever open your drapes and there's a dumpster fire out there, please let me know immediately, because that's going to be some wonderful DVC fan content. I will.
Patreon.
I will drive over and I will, you know, I'll pay for your room, whatever. I need to see the dumpster fire.
I think that we always go for the elevated view at boardwalk, whether it's pool garden or boardwalk view. I prefer boardwalk, but we also really love Village Green, which is a pool garden view, though it's hard to get, but it's one of my favorite places. So I do agree. I'm not a big fan of being out in the front entrance area. So I would spend the extra 3 points.
Yep. Moving on from there, we're headed to Bay Lake Tower. So here we're adding, get that calculator back out. We are adding some more math difference, and we're adding 3 different choices at this point. We've got a theme park view Bay Lake Tower room, 27 points, a lake view Bay Lake Tower room at 23 points, 4 points difference right there, or a standard at 21 points. So the difference between theme park at 27 to standard at 21, that's a 6 point difference right there. Pretty hefty difference. So Panda, for this one, what are you picking? Theme park, lake, or standard?
Okay, so now for Bay Lake Towers, I probably would pick the lowest points I could get. I don't think there's a, you know, they're, all the rooms to me are pretty much the same. And the reason I'm usually going there is because I'm going to a Christmas party or something. So it's different for me right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm not using that view. If I was bringing family, or if it was 4th of July, like I did, I want the, obviously I'm going for the theme park view. So it matters on what my, you know, what I'm doing.
What you're doing, who you're with.
Exactly. But for the most part, I would pick regular there. I would spend the least amount of points there.
Jeff?
Again, this is going to be an unpopular opinion, but I would probably spring for the lake view. I actually prefer that view over the theme park view. I like to watch the boats go by. I like, you know, to be able to see Wilderness Lodge, depending on where you're at in that resort. I am not a person that likes to watch Disney fireworks from afar. Like, I'm not a guy that watches it from the Polynesian or Bay Lake Tower or whatever. Like, I want the castle projections. I want to be immersed in it. otherwise it's just another fireworks show for me. So if I'm not in there, I'm not going to spend the extra points. I would much rather watch the sunrise on the other side.
Yep. Derek?
Agree with Jeff. I go Lakeview just because for me, anytime I've ever been with someone staying in one of the theme park views during the night, it's really cool, right? Because you see the Magic Kingdom at night and you see it. During the day, it's basically almost like 80% like a big parking lot view is what it feels like to me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's the whole contemporary parking lot. So it's just not impressive during the day. Whereas I think the Bay Lake view, I would 100% go Lake view. Again, I don't want to stay at Bay Lake Tower, but if I got imaginary points, I would pick a Lake view.
Yeah, for Bay Lake Tower, for me, I honestly would probably either go with the Lake or Standard. I'm very indifferent between the two. Neither of them really, I'm not caring about the view unless, like you said, Panda, earlier, I'm going there for a special event and or I'm bringing family. So for a studio situation, I don't care as much because it's just going to be us and we're not really going to be there to be watching the fireworks from our room. Now, you talk about like if we're doing a 2-bedroom with family, then I'm probably going to consider more, but we're also talking about a lot more points. And I cannot forget the fact that you've got Top of the World Lounge and you've got the observation deck up at the top floor, and I can just as easily go up there and watch those fireworks, or I can very quickly get on a bus or monorail or walk over to Magic Kingdom and watch those fireworks from there.
We spent 3 nights our first DVC trip. I talked about it last time because Saratoga was our first resort. I think Bay Lake was our third. We did, I think, 5 resorts that trip. We spent 3 nights at Bay Lake in a theme park view. It was magical. We watched Have Labor After. We watched the Halloween fireworks. But it's a lot of points. I do think that when you compare the point cost for the Bay Lake theme park view, and you think about how much you would be spending in cash if you were staying in a theme park view in the contemporary A-frame, or even in Bay Lake, paying cash for one of the villas that are theme park view, it would be a lot per night. We're talking like a $700 or more room per night. So for that, I do think that if that's what you want, that the points are 27 points is worth it a night. But for us, that is a lot of points. And I agree with everything that you guys said. The lake view is just gorgeous and it's relaxing. And I just love the expansive, you know, view of the lake over, and you can see Copper Creek. Standard view, I don't love those at Bay Lake. You could end up on the first floor, which I'm not a huge fan of. A lot of the standard views are a lot lower, but we had a standard view in March of, I want to say it was 2021, and we actually made out. We were on the fourth floor, I think, which was high enough, and we were facing the park. So we actually had a theme park view. We were just down a little bit lower, and we could see part of the lake on the other side because it was a 1-bedroom, so it was a little bit bigger. But you can get a good deal with standard, but I don't like the risk of being on the first floor. So Lakeview, I think, is one of the best options at Bay Lake.
You're always at risk for a dumpster fire, Paul.
always. There are views that overlook dumpsters. I think someone sent one at Boulder Ridge one time.
Yes, I had that one. It's horrid.
I don't know why I remember this so vividly though, but we were one of the times that we were at Bay Lake, I remember overlooking what was like the load in for all of the sheets and the towels and stuff like that. And I don't know if it was just really early and I was sitting with my coffee cup on the balcony, but I'm just legit watching these workers take all of the sheets and stuff and put them on a cart and then put them on a
truck. And that was his entertainment.
I don't know. I was very entertained by my standard view that was overlooking the laundry area. Who'd have thunk? Not me. Jumping over to a place that is near and dear to Derek's heart is Vero Beach Resort. So you've got a couple different options. You've got the standard inn rooms, which ones actually pointing away from the beach. So those are going to be overlooking the parking lot or the front part of the resort. Those are 16 points for this specific night. Or you can take one of two other options, either a deluxe studio, which are going to be in the outer buildings, and or the Ocean Inn view rooms, which are in that main building but facing the ocean. And is that a 7?
17, yeah.
17 points per night. So 1 point different for a beach.
Yeah. Unreal. The in-view rooms.
That's not fair to call, Derek.
Oh, it's not even close. It's like a joke. Like, it's unreal. The in-view rooms, the ocean view in-view rooms at Vero Beach are just incredible. And I know some people like the studios there, but give me an in-room for literally almost like the same amount of points. You're in that main building with the incredible lobby and an ocean view. I mean, come on. An ocean view in-room slams. And those ocean view rooms, too, you still have a microwave. So you still have a little refrigerator. So you don't lose anything that you would, you know, normally get in a studio per se, but an in-room ocean view room at Vero Beach, hands down, bar none. I'm just excited because my wait list just came through today for my trip in December. So December 27th, 28th, 29th, Derek's going to be at Vero Beach. So if you happen to see me, that's where I'll be. So yeah, hands down. Love it. Love it.
You will see me when I pop out of your suitcase. Surprise.
I was just thinking the same thing.
He gave us the dates.
Hey, Jeff, if you surprise him in the suitcase, that's going to save you a total of 17 points right there. So that's the best way to play this game. Jeff, you've been to Vero Beach. What are your thoughts?
I'm with Derek on this one, actually. Yeah, that's kind of a no-brainer. I don't know that there's anything else that I can add that he hasn't already.
Panda, have you done Vero before?
I haven't, so I just have to agree with Derek and Jeff. But I haven't been, but it sounds like for 1 point, that would be a no-brainer.
Yes.
Yep. We're going to jump over to two resorts that kind of get pointed out for having some higher point costs. And both of these are related to specifically that view type. First off, the Riviera, which has been something that I know we've talked about a lot when it comes to rooms. And the one that we've always kind of scratched our head about is preferred at Riviera is facing the pool, facing the splash pad, facing Caribbean Beach Resort, 28 points.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Standard at Riviera, facing Epcot, facing fireworks. Yes, there's a parking lot, but the fireworks make it better. 22 points. You already know where I'm headed.
Yeah.
Discuss amongst yourselves.
I've had the standard and it's been amazing. So I don't even know why, unless I just got lucky. But my standard was looking towards Epcot. I've seen a little bit of the Caribbean Beach Resort and I was really close to the gondolas also. So I thought that was pretty good.
Does anyone see a reason why you would actually pick when it comes to Riviera? Like if you watch availability at 11 months, you see it happen. Everyone grabs the standard. Nobody wants to spend those. And if you are waiting for that 7 month window to get into Riviera with some points, you're going to have your option is going to be preferred 9 times out of 10. I just don't see a scenario where a lot of people choose preferred.
6 more points. Yeah, I agree with that. We've had great standard views. We've actually had standard views we didn't love, but it wasn't that bad. Yeah. I wouldn't love being on the first floor facing the parking lot, but 6 points extra, you can be on the first floor. There are some preferred views that are on the first floor that are basically like right where people are walking in. Through the Skyliner.
Yeah.
And I don't think those would be a very good location either. Yeah. So for us, we only book Riviera when we can get a standard view or a tower studio.
Well, and to a degree, there's a point in which you just take the gamble too. It's like for that many points, I'll take the gamble and be on the first floor.
I agree. That's enough points to take the gamble.
Yeah. Jeff.
And if you're saving 6 points, that's like a week at Old Key West, I think, in a studio. So.
Yeah, I'm with you guys 100%. I don't understand why anybody would choose that other category.
Yeah, I'd be really curious if you are a Riviera preferred lover, put it in the comments. Let us know and tell us why. Is there something that we're missing that makes that, a better view or a better type of room? There's just no significant advantage there. Like even when you consider things that we've discussed with Saratoga or things with other resorts where it's like, is it closer to amenities or anything like that? Mm-hmm. There's just none of those things.
And we got upgraded our first day at Riviera. We got upgraded from a tower studio to a preferred one bedroom. which is a very nice upgrade. It was a beautiful room. We had a great stay, but we were overlooking the splash pad that was open till I want to say it was like 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And so it was just a lot of like screaming and noise and the lights are kind of really bright over it. So I just didn't love that view.
Yeah. Probably the highest point cost, I think, of the night is Grand Floridian. And Grand Floridian now has Big Pine Key associated with it as well. But so for this specific date that Amy pulled, Grand Floridian theme park view, 36 points. Lakeview.
For a resort studio.
Yeah. Lakeview, 29 points, or a standard, 24 points.
Yeah, and those lake and standard view points are the same for both the resort studios and the original villas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeff, I'll start with you on this one. What are your thoughts on Grand Floridian?
What does standard view look at? Where is that in the building? I've never stayed in one.
A majority of standard view rooms are overlooking the resort. A lot of them are monorail views. You can see the monorail. Some of them you can kind of peek at the lake a little bit. Now, the ones that aren't as great, which we've had three times, but we've also had a lot of great views. We stay at Grand Floridian a lot because it's one of our home resorts. Is that if you're over the, is it pronounced Porte Cochere? If you're over the,
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
Yes. There, if you're over that, there's a certain room. I have a picture of Paul I should put up. He's like displaying the view behind him. It's just all like the red roof, but it's really not as bad. If you look past the roof, you can see the monorail. So, you know, I would say 80% are monorail views and there's a couple roof views.
Our good friends, David and Elaine, they've time and time again stayed in various different rooms and they've sent us pictures. And it's always funny because we always send one picture of us sitting in the chair on our balcony. And then we send the other picture of us standing on our balcony because the perspective is so much different. It's like, oh, this is a terrible view from here. But if I stand up a little bit, it's great. I can see the monorail and everything's so much better. But like, things,
perspective.
It's all about perspective. So look beyond the roof tiles and save yourself in this scenario. Oh, geez. 12 points?
Yeah, 36 points is steep for a theme park view.
Yeah, I mean, going back to 12 points, I'm five away from another night at Saratoga and a standard at that point if we're bundling.
So what do you think, Jeff?
We played this game completely wrong.
I would probably spring for the lake view, but I'm going back to what I said about Bay Lake Tower. I don't care about a theme park view. I know that's weird. I know it's a minority opinion, but I don't. The lake view is pretty. Again, I like the boats and I like the calmness of the water, but that's a hard no on the theme park.
Derek, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, I don't care what the view is. I just need a resort studio. Just because I will not book a Grand Floridian room if I'm in that original Grand Floridian villa building. I love those resort studios so much. I think the rooms are phenomenal. I love them. It's right near the best pool. I don't like the main Grand Floridian pool. It's just too crowded and it's too hectic.
Paul's
and too
in
manic.
Shock.
Love the Grand Floridian big pool. To me, is just incredible. And again, like Jeff said too, there's no need to get like a theme park view because you can watch the fireworks from, you know, Gasparilla. You could, you know, take the monorails just one stop over, but give me a resort studio room over any other studio in that other main building. And I'm a happy, happy camper. I love those resort studios. They're so amazing. I love them.
I am completely the opposite. That is crazy. I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. We don't like the resort studios at all.
I love
the original.
I think the original villas have a different kind of charm associated with them. I think the rooms are a little bit bigger over there.
Quieter,
especially quieter. You know, the complaint with Big Pine Key before it was ever even converted to a Disney Vacation Club property, of all the different, I don't know what we call
buildings.
Them, outer buildings or in the Grand Floridian, was that it was a loud property. And I don't think they got rid of any of that. I don't think they put in any additional insulation in or anything. I think it's beautiful. Not gonna knock the, you know, the, I think they did a great job. But I also like that the original villas at Grand Floridian are the only ones that are going to look different anymore. They're going to be the only ones that actually have their own character or their charm. So not necessarily saying, you know, I'm not right.
Big Pine Key is a copy of the hotel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All of the other.
But I get it. Like, I understand why people like it. And you have two queen beds, and that's a big deal for a lot of people. And you can have location. A theme park too.
That location is it, everything is right there. The pool's like you're literally right outside, and you're right there near the main building. You don't have to schlep over to the about that. Yeah, that's a but whole other show.
Here's the other thing, though. Just talking about Grand Floridian, you can pay that theme park view 36 points. You could pay that pricing. You're gonna be staring into a tree.
There's one room. Yeah.
There is one room,
and everybody complains it's and moved.
And I don't think anyone ever doesn't complain. I'm surprised the tree's still standing, honestly. Yeah. But you're going to be staring right into a tree.
I want to kind of go get it and replant it somewhere.
That is going to be a big project. Because it's days
are numbered.
it's days are totally numbered. Panda, thoughts on Grand Floridian?
I feel like I've won at life if I'm staying at the Grand Floridian anywhere. You could put me in the, you know, the closet there. But I'm going mid-November to the Christmas party. And I booked just the lowest price room because it's more for convenience at that point for me than, you know, trying to see any type of a view. But if I'm going with family or something, I'm probably going to want something more than standard. But I don't really care about the room category at the Grand Flow. I kind of like every room I get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We always book standard at Grand Floridian, except for one, I think one time. And I'm with you. It's besides because it is a higher costing resort to begin with. And we are cheap with our points, but I think you can get some really great views with standard of the resort, of the monorail, of the grounds, of, you know, the pools. So
people do ask too all the time, like, what are the first rooms? What are the hardest rooms to book? And it's always, and I tell them, it's studios with the worst views possible. Yeah. Those are always the first to go because they're the least amount of points, truly. Mm-hmm. So any standard view, no matter what the resort is, if at, you know, Animal Kingdom, like let's say a value room, anything with a studio that does not have a view that has the word standard attached to it will always be the first to go. Always.
I'm gonna do a little bit of a rapid fire round here as we wrap up and near the end here. So for these ones, just tell me yes or no. Panda, are you gonna be spending 4 extra points to get that savannah view at Animal Kingdom Lodge?
Oh yeah, I want coffee in the morning looking at giraffes. Yes.
Derek, are you spending the extra points for some animals?
100%. 100%.
Jeff?
Yes, definitely.
Amy?
Yes, at Kidani Village, because I don't want to be on the parking lot because standard views can be in the parking lot. But fun fact, all of the standard view rooms at Jumbo House are either a pool view or a partial savannah view, and most of them are actually partial savannah. So I would take the chance at Jumbo House. Our room for the race was standard, and that was actually the only time out of staying at Jumbo House 5 times and having multiple savannah rooms, our standard view room was the only time we ever saw giraffes outside.
I did not know that standard was partial savannah sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Some are pool though, so you could be pool or partial savannah.
It's because of what I call the people pen. So you're actually half looking at a savannah and half looking at this pen that they've built.
The pen doesn't take away from your...
But it doesn't because of the fact that you're never going to see it with people in it because you should be in it if there are people in it because that means that the fire alarm's going off and you should have exited and gone down into the people pen. So that's also for anyone that's listening, that is what those sort of enclosed areas that you do look out into are for. That's kind of the... emergency escape route built into the building there. Next on the rapid fire. What was that?
How much are those rooms?
It's a larger, extra large balcony room. Yeah. Let's see. The other ones here, we've got Aulani. So Ocean View Aulani, 26 points. Island.
Yeah, I messed it up. So Ocean View's 26, Pools 24, Islands 21, and Standards 19. There's a lot. And I didn't even put in the hotel rooms because there's only a couple of those. Well,
can we
how could you look at the pool and not the ocean? I don't know if that's even possible.
So the pool view rooms are lower floors, which there's some really cool ones. So the first floor, you have like your own little, you can just like walk out and you're at the pool. But and there are pool view rooms that are a little bit higher that can see the ocean. So you could get a good deal there.
If you're flying all the way to Alani, is there anyone on this call that would not spend the extra points and look at the ocean?
Nope.
I see the
ocean. Yeah, I mean, for us, it's ocean view or bust. But
yeah, I mean,
I see why people would book standard or, you know.
Yeah. My inner point miser does not say it.
Some of the island views overlook the luau. So you get the free luau show each night. So that's, you know.
Do I get to eat the food?
No, you just get the look from above.
That's not true. If you have a friend that will throw it up to you, you can get the food.
find yourselves a friend like Panda.
Someone's just gonna flail macaroni salad.
pork. Okay.
I think more being able to see the luau the first night would be cool. I think nights 2, 3, 4, and 5 would not be as cool.
They would get old. I don't think it's every night, but
you add a little alcohol, it could be really cool because I mean you're gonna know the dance by that point. And if I'm there with you, Jeff, that's gonna be a good time. So.
Yeah, for sure.
The last that I'm going to do for tonight is going to be actually jumping over to the West Coast again and the new Disneyland Hotel. And I think this one's interesting just because of what we learned about the new DVC villas at the Disneyland Hotel. So preferred view, this is a deluxe studio, but we'll get into just some of the other discrepancies in a minute. Preferred view, deluxe studio at the Disneyland Hotel, 26 points, or a standard view, which is 23 points. Now, you know this a little bit better than I do, but especially not Deluxe Studio, which we're talking about right now, but Duo Studio, it can become very hit or miss as to what you get between these categories and also what you get in terms of not only a view, but also whether or not you get a balcony.
Yeah, I didn't put the Duo on here because we were just looking at mostly studio rooms, but the Duo, you book a standard or preferred, you could get a balcony, you can get a not balcony, either or. You could be looking at the industrial, like the fans that are really loud. So one of our moderators, Ryan, recently just had a Duo Studio and he was in the standard and he was overlooking and it was very loud. He said at night and the lights were bright. So for me, having been to and stayed at Disneyland, I would probably spend the 3 extra points studio wise for preferred, because I liked being up on a higher floor. I liked being able to see, you know, you can either see the pool in the resort and some of the park, or you can see the villa's pool. And it's beautiful and colorful out there. It's better than overlooking like the residential area, which is mostly standard.
Would any of you not spend that extra couple points and get a view of the resort?
No, I mean, I would. Like, to me, the thought of not having a balcony is mortifying to me.
But that,
so if I don't have a balcony, then I don't care what the view is.
Okay, so you're not going to either of these then.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you can get a balcony. You don't can't get a balcony even in the higher
one. No studios at the Disneyland villas have balconies. Some of the duos do, 1 and 2 bedrooms, and the Grand Villa does, but no studios do.
You can the Duo Studios, you can take the risk and potentially get a lower floor with a balcony or get a higher floor without a balcony. But I'll actually disagree with you on this a little bit. I loved our view. I thought it was wonderful. My big thing is just the amount of time that we spend in the room. That's where my thought process always goes, is what is the amount of time I'm spending in the room? And if I'm in Disneyland, I'm making the most out of all of our park time. And also, I don't know if I'm staying at Disneyland Hotel versus staying at either Grand Cal or staying at the Westin down the road, which had a balcony was 3 times the size and is a quarter of the price. So I don't know that I would spend those extra points. Jeff, any thoughts?
Yeah, I'm always the low man on the totem pole here, but Disneyland for me, I'm with Paul. It's all about the parks. It's usually a shorter trip for most people. You're not spending time in the room. And the Disneyland resorts don't have as much to offer as far as outside activities or things to do besides the parks. And so I don't even stay at the Disneyland resorts ever. So for that very reason.
Yep. So I think
I feel like I don't want to leave. We have one left. I feel bad leaving it out.
All right.
I literally went through every resort that had you in options.
All right.
The last one is the Polynesian. So, this one's different too. So 25 points for Standard View and 30 for Lake View for the night that we're talking about. So is it worth it for the Lake View for the extra 5 points?
Jeff, I'll start with you this time.
Ooh. I'm going to say no. I would rather keep those 5 points and do something else with them than look at the fireworks from afar. I can walk down to the beach if I want to see that one.
Mm-hmm. Panda was shaking his head yes on the lake view.
The Poly
Derek's going to come visit me like a thief in the night.
the Poly being one of my favorite resorts, I cannot handle having a room looking at all the cars in the parking lot. I need to at least be in the garden and not see cars or the resort itself or the lake. I can't see cars there. So yeah, I would definitely spend it there.
Derek, before you go, I agree with Jeff. And I only agree with Jeff because of the fact that I'm paying those 5 points and I'm going to have all of these people like myself, probably, that book the Standard View, go stand in front of the building that has the lake view when the fireworks go off.
I don't think there, like at Moria, is the only. I don't know if that's a problem, but if you end up on the first floor, you're just staring at the bungalows. Like you're not really seeing. You know what I mean? So unless you can promise yourself you're going to get the second or the third floor, you got a 33.33333%
chance. Even looking at the
crap,
so much math.
Even looking at the bungalows are better than the cars.
Yeah, we lucked out. I think 3 years ago, December, where we booked a lake view. We had a third floor. It literally, and I'll send you a picture of it. You walk into that room again, throwing open the blinds, and you look, and there's Cinderella Castle smack dab right in front of you. At night, the fireworks, just being able to sit on your bed and just stare at Cinderella Castle while the fireworks were going off, it was incredible. So before I did that stay, I would probably be like, oh, it's fine. Because even a standard view at the Poly, you know, you can sometimes maybe get like a walking path in front of you or whatnot. So it's not horrible per se. But man, once I did that lake view, it was unreal and worth the 5 extra points, hands down. It was awesome. So good.
And Derek, that's the room that lamp came from?
That's the one right here.
Yes, I got that too. Yeah.
Got the extra 5 points worth right there.
So. That's it right here.
No, I think this has kind of been a kind of a fun project. Another way I'd love to do this is like give everyone like 200 points and see how they would spend them. You know, how would you sort of piece this together with 200 points or 150 points, whatever amount you kind of threw together. But I think most people's thought process here is very similar, unless you're really attached to that view or really attached to that specific room type or that location, then, you know, you're definitely going to kind of save your points and maximize them in the best way possible. So,
or unless you're like Panda and I with during this past show, this is how many points Panda and I just blew through. We don't care.
Yeah. Let us know down in the comments what your thoughts are, which rooms you would pick, whether or not you're kind of a point miser and you're going to be saving those extra points, or if you think that specific view or that room type is worth it in these scenarios. Would love to kind of have your rundown as part of the comments. So leave that for us over in YouTube or joining the conversation over in the DVC fan Facebook group. Gentlemen and lady, this has been a wonderful evening. Thank you guys for joining us as always. Derek, thank you for bringing your props with you and putting that. The fact that you drove with that thing, like that thing's got to be like bad juju in the car. Like,
you have it in the passenger seat.
Could you imagine the
passenger seat only?
The poor policeman that pulls me over, I have a Polynesian lamp and a really twisted looking Mickey in the front seat. I'm going to prison.
He'll look at you and he'll go, DVC World?
DVC World theme park? All right, everybody. Thank you, as always, for listening to this week's episode of the DVC Show. We will see you next week for a new episode, and that'll do it for us for tonight. We'll see you soon.